I want to welcome you to the April 1st meeting of the Governance Committee of the Pacifica National Board. I'm George Reiter, the chair, and today is my birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow, happy birthday, George.
George, made a happy birthday, and it was also, it's also my late father's birthday. So
is that right?
Yeah. So I have two April Fools in my life. Thank you, sir.
I've always been glad to be an April Fool myself. this is a continuation meeting of the last meeting. We do have one item that came in just a little while ago, which is the minutes of the February 26th meeting, and I'd like to approve those if there's no objection.
Can you tell us where they are?
Let's see. R. Paul sent them, and they were sent at just a moment.
They were only sent tonight. However, if we're in a mood for adding minutes in there, we've got minutes from last May that haven't been approved yet.
Wonderful, Otis.
I'm sorry. R. Paul sent them at 4:42. I see him now.
Okay.
R. Paul, could you please send them to my individual email address? Because I'm not on the PACOG. This is Nia.
And I see you up there. Your email address.
Yeah, I'm forwarding them to you right now.
What are you saying, R. Paul?
I'm seeing you up on there.
Which email address do you see there?
The one with...
Chris Condon, KPFK.
Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Thank you.
The one with your name in front of it, not the cryptic one. And it says came in on March 6th of this, March 6th of last year. All right. Did you respond? You responded to that thing?
Yes. So I should be in the pending.
From it.
No. But you have to take me out of the pending. You have to accept me.
There's nothing in pending. And if you respond to the thing I sent, you're automatically right in.
No, you have to accept it. When I respond, you have to accept me.
Oh, okay, I would ask that you and Nia, you and R. Paul get this cleared up offline. Do you have the minutes in front of you now?
I have a question about them.
I'm waiting for Sharna. Sharna says she's going to send them.
I forwarded them to me.
Should I call the roll at some point? So we.
Oh, yes. Thank you, R. Paul. Thank you for
involving this. And also, I have not, R. Paul, and I'm not saying it's your fault at all, I haven't received the minutes either. So anybody who's got them, send them to Irish SOB at Verizon.
They're actually posted in the files section.
I'll send them to you, Sean.
So you can look there.
Thank you.
Should I call the roll?
Yes, please.
All right. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Christopher Condon.
Here.
Brian Edwards Secret.
Here.
Zakai Free. Sharna Gluck.
Here.
Adrienne Jamont. Roger Kilgour. Lizette King.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Here. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
George Reiter.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg. Joseph Wanzala. Ted Weinstein. Whoop. Wanzala.
No. Ted Weinstein here.
Okay.
Is Joseph Wanzala here?
I am. I don't know if you can hear me.
Oh, okay. No, Joe. That's fine. We just heard a quick yeah. We weren't sure. Thank you.
All right. Okay. We have a quorum.
Great. Thank you. Does anybody not have the minutes in front of them?
I don't.
George. This is Brian. I don't either.
Okay.
This is Ted. I don't either, but I wasn't a member of the committee, so I wouldn't know whether they're accurate or not.
I'm going to pass on the minute. Hi, Vajra.
Hi.
Yeah, can we move this, Mr. Chair? Can we move this?
We'll move it to the next meeting. And so what I want to do now is to move the agenda. We left off last time discussing the situation at PFW. Some people had asked for further information, which I sent to the list, consisting of everything I have. The situation is that the 6B was apprised by the general counsel at the time that it was legitimate to have someone standing for election to the PNB who had been on the LSB less than a calendar year, but whose term, or the standard term, would have been a year. That is to say, had they actually been elected to the LSB in December, as the bylaws call for, they would have been a year. So that was his interpretation. On that basis, they elected a member to the board, to the PNB. The PNB at the Los Angeles meeting decided that they did not accept that interpretation, that a year meant 365 days, and so that Campbell Johnson was ineligible, through no fault of his own, to the board, to be a candidate for the election, and instructed the LSB at PFW to recount the ballots, first to count them again. They hadn't been sealed, so
retally
the ballots, first with, as it had been before, with Campbell's name in, and then again with his name being taken out. Since we have STV voting, there would be actually possibly three new candidates, new members of the PNB by that method. The PFW LSB declined to do so, and they sent an email, which I've forwarded to you all, explaining their reasons for declining to do so. That's where it stands now. The question is, what, if anything, should be done about that? What, if anything, does the Governance Committee want to recommend to do about that? And I'll open up the floor at this point.
Can you be on the stack?
Sure. Sam, can I be on the stack?
Who said that? Who said that?
Sean on the stack?
I'm sorry, there was a woman's voice that said they wanted to be on the stack.
No, one before me, but I'm Lizette.
Sure, and I was before.
Oh, you know what? George, may I recommend, this is Sean, I apologize. May I recommend that we hear from Lizette, because she is in this committee and she is from the area, and I noted from the letter today that she was, I would say threatened by the last paragraph of that letter. So I would very much like to hear from Lizette before anybody else.
Sure, is that okay with you?
No, I would object, because we would
okay,
have to hear.
Okay, that's fine. Sure, you're on. You're it.
This is just Brian with a quick point of personal privilege. I didn't get any of the emails you're referring to. I don't seem to be on the committee list yet. Can you please forward whatever you sent along to my address?
Let me make sure I have your address. I'm sure I do. I'm going to send everything to the Governance Committee again, so that should work.
Well, I mean,
he's not
that's
on
going
list.
To that list.
No, I'm not going to send it to the PacGov list. I have a separate list, which I know I've got your email on, and everybody else is on that as well. So that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, I just sent you a singleton email that you can reply to, too.
Oh, you did? That'll work fine, too. Okay, good.
And this is Nia. Could you please add me to the list at the bottom of whoever else is on there?
Okay.
And I'm on the list, too, right?
Sean? I heard before Nia, and then Nia. Did I miss anybody?
Ted.
Ted.
I did say.
I had Sherna, Luzette, Sean, Nia, Ted. Did I miss anybody?
Well, am I on first or not?
Ted. Sherna, Luzette, Sean, Nia, Ted. So you're
right.
First, Sherna.
Okay.
Sherna, go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I think that the PNB made a mistake, and I think it's a mistake to try and reinterpret what is the spirit of the bylaws. And I want to say that we had a recent example at our own LSB meeting where we had an alternate to be seated, and someone challenged it based on, again, a very literal interpretation. And our LSB, actually, the chair of the PNB is the one who moved that the body, that the list, the will of the listeners in that case be respected. I believe the situation is the same, that the will of the particular LSB be respected, that the people who the LSB sends are representing them. They vote for the person, and that should be honored. Instead of trying to, particularly in the confusion of the election, come up with, if you'll excuse the expression, a cockamamie 365-day rule. The bylaws intend for a term to be a term, and because of all of the election problems, at some stations it is not a full year. And I'm urging that the will of the LSB be respected and not be overturned by the PNB.
Okay, Lizette?
Chair, with all due respect, whatever cockawoolie or whatever interpretation there is, I actually subscribe to that interpretation. And secondly, I would like everybody to be cognizant of the fact that the election everybody refers to in December was not an election. The rules are very clear. Where there is no quorum, there cannot be an election. That is what happened at PFW. Our general counsel, with the help of some of the board members on the PFW LSB, cocked up a rule and had those people come on the board with a motion that asked people who did not participate in that inchoate election to go off the board. And as a result, we lost a number of very good LSB members. On top, following that, we had another cock and bull interpretation where those people who weren't even elected by virtue of our bylaws would now come on the board with another cock-up election. So if we as a board, we as a body, we are the ones to determine the rules, and we determine a rule, and a renegade committee, according to the rules, would overrule that decision, then it makes no sense. All of us should just pack up shop and go home and leave every LSB to operate on their own. We are either a network or we are not. And that network, I believe, has a rulemaking body, which is the PNB. And any discussion tonight on that matter is giving credence to renegade individuals and groups and making a mockery of the rules by virtue of, first of all, endorsing an inchoate election in the way it was endorsed, and subsequently endorsing an election that was not according to the bylaws. And I actually resent any kind of whatever description people are using by those of us who made the interpretation that we did. We all went to school, some of us to better schools. And I'm done.
Okay. Sean.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to associate myself with the remarks of Ms. King. I also want everybody to look at Article 7, Section 3, where it says that each LSB, acting as a standing committee of the Foundation's Board of Directors, there was a letter sent out by the chair of PFW saying we have no authority, this board has no authority to have some oversight in the elections of the LSBs. No, that is not true. That's false on its face, because that LSB is a committee of the PNB. So we have every right to have some oversight here. Now, I have heard somebody say that it was cockamamie to look at the word 365 days. That was cockamamie. I remind you, folks, the first law is that common words have common meanings. And if it says that a person needs to be on their LSB for 365 days a year, that means they have to be on for 365 days.
5 days. As Ms. King pointed out, we either have rules or we don't. Now, what I heard earlier about what happened at KPFK, I must strongly disagree with. The fact is that our colleague on this committee, Chris Condon, did not run and felt, and everybody on the board or the LSB felt he couldn't run because he didn't have 365 days in. That's the truth of that matter, okay? So, folks, here's what it comes down to. Does a year mean a year? And remember, I agree, too, that if we don't stand by the bylaws, well, as Ms. King said, we might as well pack it up and go home because we are either governed by laws and rules or we are not. And what I want to say to the people of the board, the LSB in Washington, is if you don't want to retally the votes, then good. That is your fault that you are underrepresented on the PNB, and you go and tell that to your listener members. The only reason that the Washington station doesn't have full representation is because the LSB refuses to retally the vote without Mr. Campbell in it to see who would be next. That is their fault, not our fault, okay? And it is our job as the PNB to stand by our rules, and if the LSB wants PFW LSB wants to marginalize itself, that's okay. There are people all through this this network who believe in self-marginalization. This is just another case of it. And finally, I was thoroughly offended when I read the letter from the chair and the last sentence, which was, I considered, a direct threat to the PFW representative on this board. I will remind all of us that, you know, elected leaders, sometimes they represent. Sometimes when things are bad and they know it, they lead. And this is what Ms. King did. And the fact that she was threatened in this fashion, publicly like this, should concern every member on this committee and every member of the PMB. Thank you.
Point of information.
Yes? Was it?
Where is that letter? I have not seen it.
It was attached to the agenda that I sent out. If you've got the agenda, it's got the attachments on it. It says March 11th letter, blah, 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 PNB, et cetera. So it's on the attachment with the agenda.
Maybe it doesn't deserve my attention, so maybe that's why I didn't see it.
I'll forward it to you. You can deal with it however you wish.
I'll just ignore it.
I just sent it out again, by the way.
Oh, did you? Okay, thank you.
To everybody. So, okay, so, Nia, you're next.
Okay, I would just like to say that the delegates of the listening area, I haven't done anything, so I don't know what that is. The delegates of the listening area are responsible for sending their representative to the Pacifica National Board. That vacancy was created by the Pacifica National Board because it did not accept Campbell Johnson. So I think that this particular discussion should be sent back to the Pacifica National Board. So I move that this not be discussed in the governance committee, that the body to deal with this is the Pacifica National Board, and that's where it should be dealt with. And that's my motion.
Your motion is to suspend any further conversation and not say anything to the Pacifica National Board.
That is because
I have to protest. I have to object. This motion is dilatory.
George,
right, I'm sorry.
This
George?
Has been dealt with already.
Just a moment. Sean, are you making a point of order?
Yes, I am. I'm making a point of order. This
what's your point of order?
Is dilatory. This is an issue that has already been dealt by the board. We're not supposed to take it to the board. We're supposed to figure out how to get the LSB to comply or not. This motion is dilatory and therefore out of order. Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna sustain Sean's pulling it out of order. We were asked by the PNB to consider this, and so we're considering it. And it would seem to me to be dilatory to refuse to consider it and send it back. So
Could I finish saying what I have to say, George?
Sure.
Okay. Now,
okay, on a point of order, there was a motion. That motion was not seconded. Then we should
move on. Let me say this. Motions don't need to be seconded. I rule the point out of order unless Nia wants to challenge the point of order.
All right, okay.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for everybody to finish talking. Could I finish? As
yeah.
far as I'm aware, maybe there's information that I am not getting. I don't know who asked this committee to address this. I know that a notice was given, 8 days notice, the Pacifica National Board agenda for this to be discussed. So I don't understand why this is being discussed in the governor's committee, and that's why I made the motion. And you, George, know that. That was given.
It was referred back two meetings ago to here.
Right. A point of order, George.
It's been on the agenda for some time. It's just we're just getting to it at the end of the last meeting.
Like to
point of order. Nia, are you finished?
Oh my goodness.
Nia, are you finished?
No, I am not. How can I be? I mean, Sean spoke for so long. Everybody has spoke for so long. I'm trying to speak, and I'm being interrupted. I would like to be accorded the same respect that I gave to everybody else. I would like to finish what I'm saying.
We'll finish.
Okay. So you're ruling that out of order? This is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'd like to challenge the chair, and I'd like to have a written, I would like to have a written recorded roll call vote for this, please.
Well, all the roll call votes are recorded.
For the challenge of the chair.
The Arpo, would you call the roll on the challenge of the chair?
Hold on. This is Bajra. Hold on. This is Bajra.
Okay. Bajra?
If somebody challenges a ruling of the chair, the chair has a right to say why they ruled it out of order. It doesn't seem to me. I mean,
I already did, so I don't.
Wait, hold. Then there's further discussion if anybody else has something.
Yes,
to
there
say.
Is further discussion. Would anyone else like to speak to the question?
Yes. Didn't Nia just offer a substitute motion?
If she offered a substitute motion,
it's entirely in order.
No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Nia made a motion. I ruled it dilatory. The question is, Nia challenged it. If you want to challenge the ruling of the chair, you can do so. You can speak to it if you want.
All right. If somebody offers a substitute motion.
Which is what I did.
Which is what Nia did.
No,
right?
She offered a motion.
There is already
a motion on the floor. Were you not discussing a motion on the floor?
Yes. Actually, there is no motion on the floor.
Well, why are we having a discussion then?
An opportunity to put a motion on the floor.
So she made a motion to move this out of this committee, which is
That's
a perfectly
correct.
Reasonable motion, and you attempted to quash any discussion of that by simply ruling it out of order.
No, I didn't. I ruled it out of order, and I was going to take a vote on that, and if you'd like to continue discussing it, you may. You may speak to it whichever side you'd like to speak to.
Well, I think I've just spoken to it. I've just said that there's no reason why a member of this committee can't bring a motion that is germane to the point. It is about the topic of discussion, and
this has been dealt with. Point of order,
Sean.
All right,
please.
Nia has the right
please,
to talk.
Please, Sean.
Nia has the
Bajra
right.
is speaking to me as the chair.
And this should be broadcast live.
Nia also has the right to speak. I mean, I'm sure what I can say. It's clear on the face of it that she made a motion that was entirely in order.
Okay.
And Nia has the right to speak to this
fact.
Also.
May I speak to
Nia? I assume that Nia had said what she needed to say in appealing the ruling of the chair. Nia, did you want to say anything else?
I just like to reiterate that this vacancy was created by the Pacifica National Board, and the delegates are supposed to have an election and send the person that they want to send to the Pacifica National Board. I don't think this is within the purview of the governance committee. This has nothing to do.
Okay, you're restating your reasons for your motion. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to the point of order?
Yes.
Paul, go ahead.
Okay. Speaking to the appeal of the ruling of the chair, I agree with the chair. The motion, as it was starting to come out, was basically that we not have this agenda item. Putting that sort of motion in that way is obviously out of order since we already are in the agenda item. You can't strike the agenda item after you've actually started it and it's on the agenda. So right there, that motion is obviously out of order. If the
point of order,
A point of order.
A point of order.
Art Paul, are you finished?
No.
Okay. The point of order takes precedence. What's the point of order and who's speaking?
Okay. This topic is on the agenda, right? So as far as I understand, if this is on, we're talking about this.
Yeah, that's not a point of order. That's a further argumentation about the issue. It's not a point of order.
First of all, maybe if you let me finish, George, and let me finish. You got all the other comrades speak for as long as I'm saying this is
a
point of order. If this is on the agenda, and I'm saying like to make a motion to send it to the PNB, how could that not be in order?
Again, a point of order is not about that. A point of order, it would be that R. Paul is somehow out of order in what he's saying. He's not out of order in what he's saying. He's speaking to the question of, is it in order or not in order for your motion? So, R. Paul, would you finish what you have to say?
Yeah, the motion as it was made is clearly out of order, as I said. And if the maker of the motion wants no action, well, I guess the maker of the motion could just eat up the time, as seems to have happened, and hope that there's no action coming out of it. There was no substitute motion because there was no motion, and if the maker of the motion wants to not send it to the PNB, there's no motion to do that. So, in other words, there's no action to counter with this, and you really would have to have somebody put a motion on the floor to do X. You can't put a motion on a floor not to do X if you're not doing X anyway.
Point of information.
Who's speaking?
This is Vajra.
Yes, Vajra.
Nia, were you not saying that your motion was to send this to the PNB, right?
That is precisely what I said. That's right.
Order, Mr. Chair, as I said earlier, this is a dilatory motion as the PNB has already...
Sean, I agree with you. I've already ruled on it.
Okay, so
unless there's someone who wants to... Someone else who hasn't spoken, who wants to speak to this issue, we're going to call the roll.
Can I speak? Can I say something?
Chair, that,
yes, you may. Meaning we're out of time. Is that right, Arpal?
Taking people for second rounds, and I would like
to... Lizette, I'm going to take your comment, and then we're going to vote on this.
George, if you're taking people for second time, I would like to speak again, sure enough.
Lizette never spoke to this issue.
Well,
that didn't.
But either.
All right. Are we out of time, Paul?
I'll let it go. Let's start. Let's try and stop playing the game.
We are now 3 minutes past overtime.
I'll let it go.
Okay. Is there? We must dispose of this point of order. Paul, take the roll.
Tell us what
you vote. Yes, you're sustaining my point of order. If you vote no, you're not.
Sustaining your ruling of the chair, not your
ruling
point
of the
order.
Chair. That is the ruling of the chair on the point of order. With Sean's point of order, that's correct.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. Could you repeat which?
Oh, for heaven's sake!
If you wrote yes, you're sustaining my ruling that Nia's motion was dilatory. That was a point of order made by Sean, and I ruled on it that he was correct. And so, if you vote yes, you're voting that Nia's motion was dilatory. So, R. Paul, would you please call the roll?
Okay, on appealing the ruling of the chair, Nia Bediako.
No.
Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Christopher Condon.
Pass.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Confused.
Are you passing? Or?
I think that a pass.
Zakai Free. Sharna Gluck.
No.
Adrienne Jamont. Vajra Kilgour.
No.
Suzette King.
For the ruling of the chair, wherever that is.
Okay, that would be a yes. R. Paul Martin, yes. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg. Joseph Wanzala. Joseph Wanzala.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Ted Weisgel.
Yes.
Going back. Christopher Condon.
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
I'll be abstaining.
Okay.
Is there anybody here whose name I have not called? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 in favor. 3 opposed. 1 abstention.
Okay, so the discussion is still in order, but we're out of time. Would anyone like to move to extend time?
Yes, Ted.
By how much?
First, I've got a point of information. What is the rule on time? Where does this come from?
It's listed as 20 minutes on the agenda, and we ran out of 20 minutes.
Well, I think that's for guidance. I don't think that's a hard and fast rule, but if it is...
It's a hard, fast rule on this committee. And at
okay,
the end
then
of that time,
another 10 minutes.
Okay.
I have a point of information. It's Brian.
Yes.
Isn't it... I don't have a citation, but isn't it true that you can't limit debate in committee?
It is true that you can't limit a debate in committee, and I'm told we raised this issue actually before you got on the committee, Brian, about whether putting time on would in fact limit debate, and it was essentially, as I understood it, a standing rule that we effectively limited debate without by having these time limits at after which you you vote on whatever's in front of you. So that was my understanding of what had been practice and a standing rule for these committees prior to my becoming chair. Okay.
I put forth 10 minutes, George. Can we... Is
there any objection to 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Paul, would you call a roll on that?
Wait, can we find out what her objection or what her alternative is?
I don't know whether this is discussable.
Motion to extend, there's no discussion on that.
That's what I thought. Okay. Paul, please call the roll.
Okay, on extending... on extending for 10 minutes. Diabetiaco.
No.
Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Christopher Condon.
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
I have a point of order. When was the 20-minute time limit placed on the agenda?
It's on the agenda, as I sent it out.
Well, this item was added to the agenda halfway through without a time limit, and this is a continued meeting.
I put the 20 minutes on when I sent it out. I made up this agenda and sent it out as the rest of the agenda.
So this body never approved an agenda with a 20-minute time limit.
That's right.
Well,
I think the point's moot then. There's no time limit to extend.
I think we're in the middle of a vote.
I think the chair has a right to put a time limit for discussion. So, Paul, would you?
We are probably at 40 minutes already on this item.
I understand that. Paul, would you call the roll, please?
Well, I'm asking if my point of order is well taken.
I say your point of order is not well taken, that the chair has the right in this situation to put a time limit on the discussion.
I'm sorry, I have to appeal that on principle. I don't think the chair
can let me discuss. Let me speak to it. Do you want to say anything more about it on principle?
May I speak to it first, Mr. Chair?
Mr. Chair,
yes, you may. That's what I was asking you to do. Paul?
I have a different point of order. We're in the middle of a vote.
Thank you.
A point of order in the middle of a vote would be out of order unless it were something specifically about the vote per se. For instance, someone hasn't been called or the thing we're voting on hasn't been stated or something like that. Roberts is very clear about not being able to do anything in the middle of a vote. So I would say
I'll take your counsel on that. Please continue with the vote.
Okay. Brian Edwards-Tiekert. I got to call you, so there I called you.
Yeah.
You're passing at the moment, I guess.
Abstain.
Sakai Free. Cherna Gluck.
No.
Adrienne Jamont. Vajra Kilgour.
No.
Suzette King.
Pass.
R. Paul Martin, yes. John Casey O'Brien?
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg? Joseph Lanzala?
No.
Ted Weisgel?
Yes.
Okay, going back, Brian Edwards Tekert?
I abstained.
Okay, is there anyone else whose name? Oh, Lizette King?
Abstain.
And there's no one else, I think, they might have been called. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No. And 2 abstentions.
Okay. The motion fails. We're not extending time. Discussion is terminated on that issue.
Okay, so can I raise my point of order now?
Yes, you may.
Okay. My point of order is...
Who's speaking, may I ask?
I'm sorry, is it a point of order about the time limit on the last motion?
Yeah.
No, then you're not. It's moot at this point.
Excuse me?
It's moot at this point. We're no longer considering that motion. We're not extending
maybe
the time limit.
Maybe you could let me state my point of order.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Why? It's a moot. It's a moot point. We have to move on.
Well, I haven't heard it completely yet. I assumed he was talking to the same issue he spoke before. Perhaps he's not. What's your point of order?
As I understand your closing discussion on this item because of a time limit, my point of order is that the time limit seems to have been unilaterally imposed by the chair and not fixed by the body through any agenda-setting process. I don't believe that time limit can be enforced, particularly given the prohibitions on Roberts in limiting debate in committee.
Point of information, please have the members cite what he's talking about.
A point of order, George. A point of order.
One at a time, please. One at a time, please. As I understand your point of order, what you're saying is that at this point, we are bound to continue discussing this until we no one wants to speak anymore because of what you just cited from Robert's rules. We have a standing rule in the committee, which is superseding that, which is that we have time limits on these things. When this motion was on the floor and discussed at the last meeting, we did not set a time limit on it. So I, in my authority as the chair, put on what I thought was a reasonable time limit to discuss what I thought was an important issue. So I'm going to rule your point of order as against your point of order and move on to the next item.
Okay. I'm going to appeal that. I can't agree with the principle that the chair can unilaterally set time limits in a committee.
Point of information. Point of information.
Can you give me a name, please?
Ted. Yes, Ted.
Okay. My point of information is I want to ask you, George, if the rule that you are citing has been approved by the National Board. It's my understanding that committees cannot establish their own rules, and therefore, unless it's been approved by the National Board, we have to live with Roberts, which says that we address this issue until we've reached the time when we are ready to vote on it.
Paul, what is your understanding of the status of this standing rule for this committee?
Well, my understanding is that committees could certainly set an agenda. We get to set our agenda, and part of the agenda is setting the time for it. And I can certainly point everybody to the minutes that we have for this committee going back for 4.5 years, and you'll see times on the agendas. I mean, otherwise, think about it this way. What if you don't have to set any time for agenda? Well, then you get to your first agenda item, and you're never going to get past it.
There are two different things here. So I'm going to rule this as actually. We're just going to vote on this on Brian's point of order. Does anybody else want to discuss it?
Can I say something?
Yes, Lizette, please.
When I opened my email today, I saw an agenda with times to each item. The fact is, we as a body came together Nobody raised it, number one. Number two, this body, this committee just voted to say no more discussion. And if we're talking about what this body does, we've just made a decision not to carry on. So what are we doing again? And this is why a lot of people don't want to come on these committees, because we're going on till midnight and after midnight, and some of us have to work. And we just, and you know, we're just here trying to, you know, prove what I don't know. London is burning down, for God's sake, and here is where we splitting hairs with something that we don't have to be splitting hairs about.
George, this is Ted. May I speak?
Sean on the stack, please.
I'm sorry. The only thing that's on that you can speak to at this point is the point of order that Brian raised.
That's what I want to
speak. We can't set time in committees, despite the fact that we've been doing it for years.
Excuse me. My point of order was specifically that the chair cannot unilaterally impose a time limit after the agenda has already been approved.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It was approved.
But he didn't.
Mark,
please.
You're all crazy.
Is there anyone else that wants to speak to that issue?
Sean.
Our Paul for the stack, please.
Yeah.
Ted would like to speak.
Sean, our Paul, and Ted.
It's time that Brian should have raised his point is before we approve this agenda. We approve this agenda with the times on it. This is all obstruction and delay while...
I call the member to order.
Okay.
I'm sorry. He's speaking to the issue.
I'm sorry. I'm speaking
He's accusing
to the
me of obstruction and delay.
And
that's speaking
you're right. You're right. Correct.
Pretty obvious to me.
Can I finish?
Yes, you may.
Thank you very much. We have important things to deal with. All of this talk on an approved agenda is a waste of time and obstructs what we are supposed to be doing about saving Pacifica. Thank you.
Our Paul.
Yes. The reason why why I'll vote for the chair's ruling here is the member is talking about something that's happened already. The member is saying his point of order is chair cannot unilaterally impose a time limit. He may well be right. However, it's done and it's over. That entire item is over. And so raising it now as that item, it's moot. And so it is out of order for the member to raise that, because we can't go back in time and undo the time on that. So I'm going to vote for to uphold the chair's ruling, and we should move on with all of this.
Ted?
Okay. I made a motion to extend for 10 minutes. That didn't mean that because it failed that we're off the item. It means that someone else could make a motion for 5 minutes or whatever. The fact that this committee has been doing this for 4 years in this manner does not suggest, I suggest that you can do something wrong for 20 years. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's being done right. The Pacifica National Board assigned this matter to us. We can't just punt it. We have to come up with some resolution. And finally, if we are deep into a debate and people want to move on to another item, they're not hamstrung. They can move to postpone consideration of the item, which I guess we could do right now, or maybe essentially that's what we are doing, and come back to it later. But we still have to finally resolve this thing and make a recommendation to the National Board.
Okay, I'm going to. The PNB has supported this procedure for, our poll says, 4 years. I think that's justification enough. Our poll, would you call the roll on this?
The roll on what?
Okay, hold on.
My point of order, denying Brian's, my ruling on Brian's point of order, which was that he's incorrect and we can, in fact, move on to the next agenda item. So
the vote is?
If the vote is yes, you're sustaining the ruling of the chair and we move on to the next agenda item.
I have a point of information.
What's your point of information?
If we move on to the next items on the agenda, does that mean this will come back up again, or where does this leave the matter?
All of those other items had time limits already assigned to them.
Where does the Washington vote for the National Board stand with this committee?
There is no vote. There's no recommendation coming from the committee at the next meeting. We can consider it again at another meeting.
Paul, would you call the roll, please?
Okay. On the motion to appeal the ruling of the chair, a yes vote upholds the ruling of the chair, a no vote against. Diabediaco. Diabediaco? Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Christopher Kahn. Ryan Edwards Tiekert.
No.
Sakai Free. Sharna Gluck.
Yes.
Adrian Jamont. Vodra Kilgour.
No.
Luzette King.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg. Joseph Wanzala. Joseph Wanzala.
Oh, sorry, yes. Yes.
Okay. Ted Weisgel.
No.
Going back, Nia Bediaco. Did I hear a no? No? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I hear a no from Nia Bediaco.
I said...
Nia just said yes.
Okay. Say again, what?
Nia just said yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was...
Yeah.
Christopher Condon.
Yes.
Is there anybody else I haven't called? I don't... Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes. 3, no.
Okay. The motion sustains my ruling. We move on to the next item. Let me motivate it. At the last in-person PNB meeting, it was suggested that it would be a good idea if some means of acknowledging the comments of the audience in some official way was made. The suggestion was that any PNB member would have the right to have a comment included in the minutes. Presumably the person making it would have to write it up. I'm going to actually move a slightly different version of that, because this could, what's supposed to go in the minutes is really the actual motions and how they're disposed of. But we could have a record in addition to the minutes. And so I would move that the this is, again, it's a recommendation to the PMB that that any PMB member shall be able to have a comment made by listeners in the listener comment section of the meeting be recorded in the record. So minutes is just replaced by record. So that's my motion. We have 10 minutes to discuss it. I've pretty much said all there is to say about it.
George?
Yes?
Can we simply find out if there's any objection? This seems like a no-brainer.
Well, is there any objection to this motion?
Well, first,
not an objection,
but sure
I have two
it.
Quick questions, Brian.
I'm sorry, R. Paul.
Can I make sure that I have it? I have it.
It's exactly as it stands in the agenda, except the last word is instead of minutes, is record.
We recorded in the record. Record.
Right.
Just a point of information, George.
Yes. Yes.
Are we talking about all listener comments?
Well, any listener comment, yes. That a PNB, no, not all listener comments that are made, but those that some PNB member thinks, you know, that's a really good idea. I'd like to note it. Okay.
Then I object, just so we could have a discussion.
Just a couple quick questions from Brian.
Yes, good.
Is the intention that a member would be able to ask the secretary to go back and transcribe?
No, not really. The listener would have to actually provide, it have to be implemented.
Well,
it doesn't say how to implement it. My sense is that would be too onerous for the secretary,
yeah,
and that it should be, the listener would be basically invited to submit their comment in writing.
Well, can we make that clear in the language then? Because that's what
sure.
It would take for me to be happy
sure.
with it.
Let's amend it that way. Do you want to suggest the wording, or go ahead?
That any PNB member may be able to request that a listener's written comments be appended. I would use the verb appended
sure.
to the record of a meeting.
That sounds fine to me.
Point of information?
That's an amendment, yes. Ted.
Is this applicable only to national board meetings, or are they applicable also to local station board meetings?
This was intended for the PNB, and it would have been a PNB meetings only.
You say a meeting, you might add a PNB meeting.
Mr. Chair,
like this to, yes?
From the stack, please.
Yes.
Paul from the stack.
So I heard Sean first, and then our Paul.
And then Nia.
And then Nia.
And perhaps this is more of a point of information. Is it appropriate to title or name our motions? The person that made this motion to the PNB is our good friend and LSB member, Israel Fuhrer, and I'd like to call this the Israel Fuhrer.
It was Israel. People thought it was a good idea, and that's why it's on the agenda. We can call it the Israel. What's his last name?
Fuhrer.
Fuhrer.
Okay. Whatever you like. I'll mention that.
Order. We're going to start naming motions after people.
We can't. Sean was somewhat tongue in cheek, but I can mention that this was. I can mention when I report this to the committee, to the PNB, if it passes, that that's where it came from. No, we don't name motions.
Thank you.
R. Paul.
Yeah, I'm going to throw some water on this love fest here. First of all, recorded in the record. I don't know what the record is. If you mean the minutes, you should say minutes.
I don't.
If it's recorded in the audio of the meeting, that already happened. The thing is, the minutes are there to perform a specific service. That is to keep a record of what you have done. And I can tell you that if you're looking through minutes to find stuff, you want those minutes to be spare and lean so that you can find things. If you're looking through 3 pages of minutes that have motions in them, you're going to find what you want fairly easily. If you're looking at 20 pages of minutes that are interspersed with comments by people, it is utter misery and you can easily miss things. And also, what if a PNB, what if somebody gets up and says, well, I think Joe Blow is a big stinker, and, you know, or words to that effect, probably a lot more words to that effect, and a PNB member says, oh, I want that in minutes, or I want that in the record. Well, you know, then you're going to have a big thing of, do you have something in the record saying that someone who may be a PNB member, maybe another LSB member, maybe somebody who sold him a bad used car, is now being named in the minutes as a stinker? This seems to be what would be allowed by this, and I think in general we should have lean minutes, and we, you know, none of our comments should be in the minutes. What should be in the minutes is what we actually do, because that's what's important. Thank you.
Let me just say, the motion does not say to put it in the minutes, and it leaves open what the question of what the record is.
Can I go on the stack, please?
Yes, you
and
are.
And Vajra, I want to be on the stack also.
It's Nia, and then Luzette, and then Vajra.
I had a point of order.
What's your point of order?
Brian had offered a substitute that said appended to the minutes. That's quite different from including it in the official minutes.
Yes. We should be talking to that amendment, actually, or think of it as a substitute motion. But it's, let's just continue with the people on the stack. Nia?
Did you say Nia, George?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this would be a little wieldy. This is the point of information from you as part of my argument. So they would have to email this in, you're saying, while we're at the PNB meeting? Or do they have 24 hours, 48 hours? How would this work?
It could be that they just hand a written statement, it gets scanned into something, or the way it works at KPFT is we actually have a record book that goes with each meeting. And so in addition to the minutes, there's a record which consists of all of the pieces of paper that were used in the meeting, basically.
Right. Okay.
PNB does that, but we could have
space on a website after the meetings, for instance, as an appendix to the meeting, to the minutes, which is the way it's presented. So, Nia, go ahead.
Okay. It just seems, and then we would be screening what comments get it. I mean, I agree with our Paul on this. I think that would just be, that would just be too much. You know, it just takes up a lot of time and energy, and people say all manner of things. And if everybody says, oh, I want my comments to go in, we're going to record all of those. Are we going to vote as a PNB to say, no, we're not going to accept, you know, Susie's comment, but we're going to accept Joe's comment? I think that would be just too much.
Okay. Let's see. Lizette and then Vajra.
Chair, until we find a different way of incorporating the views and suggestions of our listeners, I would go along with this. I think it is consistent with the spirit of the bylaws, which mandate us to have a listener's comment, community comment. It's a must. And too often we have people come along to the meetings, they make very good suggestions, and they just go with the wind. I do not believe it's such a big deal to have something like this. I don't believe that everything that's being said, every member of the board would want to have it in the records. And I want to go along with the idea that these suggestions will be appended to the minutes, so it won't be congested. I find it quite interesting that we spend 20 or so minutes to deal with a matter that is already being decided upon. But now we're talking about how cumbersome and how much time we're going to be losing by taking on the views of listeners, the very people who put us on the board. I do not think that we mean it, but some of the arguments I've heard thus far is in fact excluding the voices of listeners, when in fact we want to hear from them in that 30 minutes that is mandated for us to hear them out.
Point of order.
Point of order, sure.
We're past the time on this.
Okay. Do I have a anyone want to spend time? We have 1 minute. Thank you. Vajra.
Have a minute? Yeah. It's very rare that I agree with our Paul, so this should be, you know, go down in history or something. But I just don't see any point in privileging certain, you know, certain people who are able to get in a written comment when it would be so much easier just to set up a blog on the PNB's website. And frankly, you know, meetings don't preserve the comments of board members. They only preserve what was decided, and they should stay that way. All these appendices, I don't know. I think it's a bad idea. I think it's a step in the direction of just one more bone of contention in a very contentious group of people.
Okay. Paul, do we have any time left?
Nope. Now we're done.
Okay. Okay. There are certainly objections to the amendment, to the motion as amended. What I'd like to do is to take a vote on that motion as amended.
Hasn't been amended yet.
Well, I'm sorry. We're taking a vote on the amendment, and then we'd take a vote on the motion. So, Paul, would you read it as amended?
Give me one second.
Amended.
I'm sorry. Read the amended motion. The amendment hasn't been passed, but read it as it would be passed if it was amended.
Okay. On the amendment, it would make it read that any PNB member shall be able to have a listener's written comment appended to the minutes of the meeting.
Okay. So that's the amendment we're voting on.
Can I ask
that? I'd like to, you know, I don't know that anyone objects to the amendment, the change in wording.
Sure.
I'd like to just vote on that as a main motion, but if there's any objection to that, we'll do it the way it's supposed to be done, which we'll vote on the amendment.
I need...
Yes, I do.
Clarification
makes no sense.
Okay, well then, let's have the vote on the... On the amendment,
as
Paul just read it.
Can we
on
have
the amendment, Tia Bediaco?
No.
Wesley Bethune.
Pass.
Christopher Condon. Christopher Condon? Ryan Edwards Tiekert.
To amend, yes.
Zakai Free, Sharna Bluck.
Abstain.
Adrian Jamat, Vajra Kilgour.
No.
Luzette King.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg. Joseph Wanzala.
Thanks.
Ted Weisgel.
Yes.
Going back, Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Christopher Condon. Christopher Condon. Okay, I am not hearing Christopher Condon. In that case, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 yes, 3 no, 2 abstent.
Okay, so the amendment passes. Can we now have a vote on that as the main motion?